Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region, 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's Prime Minister and South Korea's President said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Household incomes are declining in America. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. It also showed that the number of full-time workers dropped by 13.7 million last year, the biggest decrease since the Bureau began tracking that data in 1967.
The Justice Department asked a federal judge in Texas to temporarily block enforcement of the state's new heartbeat law that bans abortions after 6 weeks. Court documents revealed attorneys for the Justice Department said the Texas law, also called SB 8, is unconstitutional and cannot stand. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the law was written to withstand lawsuits. The heartbeat law was put into place in order to save voiceless children's lives. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After being defeated in the California gubernatorial recall election, Republican Larry Elder speaking in Costa Mesa, California.
Betty, what is he? I hate, my mom used to tell me, never mention a woman's age. What are you, 82 years old, 84? First Asian American to pass the bar of California to become a lawyer.
Oh.
Nasrin, how are you? Nasrin, how are you? Gloria Merrill is a Democrat. I'm hoping a recovering Democrat, but we'll see. She was the Senate Majority Leader. She crossed party lines. She's still a Democrat. Like my mother was still a Democrat. My brother was still a Democrat. I couldn't get them to change their party, but I got them to vote a lot more sensibly. Gloria crossed state party lines and supported my candidacy because of the issue of school choice. Because of the issue of school choice. As you know, my opponent, Governor Gavin Newsom, come on, let's be gracious in defeat. And by the way, we may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show and the archive, the plethora of incredible interviews from great guests are right there for your picking. Download to your heart's content, share them with your friends and neighbors, and look at spread the good word. You know, we need to look. We're challenged in today's in today's culture not to be dumbed down. You know, this is a journey that we're going through right now, and it continues. And we would hope that on the other side of this, we're all the better for it. Or, you know, why even bother, right? With us right now is our special guest, Dean Reuter, who has written an incredible book, you know, right at the 75th anniversary of the Nuremberg trials. His book is The Hidden Nazi, The Untold Story of America's Deal with the Devil. Dean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be on. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, here we are, the 17th anniversary. I mean, it's hard to think back that it was 75 years ago. You know, the Nuremberg trials took place. This was a post-analysis of World War II and all the evil things, the horrendous things that incurred during World War II. And it was probably, you know, you got to think of the people that were having to process, you know, all the stories that were related there in Nuremberg. You know, even just reading it after the fact, it's like it demands therapy.
It does. I mean, it was an extraordinary era of evil and banality and depravity. And it's all covered in the book, The Hidden Nazi. And Nuremberg, the trials, these were trials of the 24 highest-ranking remaining Nazis, unprecedented, not only what happened in history, but the idea of a trial was unprecedented as well. So,
yeah.
See, that in and of itself is a unique period in history, and I'm happy to talk about that, or happy to talk about the page-turning thriller, The Hidden Nazi, the hunt for this one particularly bad. Mm-hmm. It's an odd phrasing, but a particularly bad Nazi gen.
Well, and I want to get into it. We got a couple segments to do here, so I appreciate your time here, Dean. But first of all, just to kind of summarize the Nuremberg trials, I guess what I appreciated about it is that sense that, you know, oftentimes we say, look, we need to study these things so that they're part of the historical record, hopefully, so that we do not make the same mistakes. As one historian said, the bad thing about history is that we really don't learn the lessons very well from history. We have a tendency to repeat them. But at least I think in these trials, you know, we had to look at the ugliness of war
and really, you know, dive deep into where there would be some hesitancy, you know, next time we jumped. And I think maybe to some degree you might argue, but I think to some degree it's brought in some hesitation because war is not a beautiful thing.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. I think it makes people stop and think when, as the prosecutors of war, the proponents of war, somebody wants to wage aggressive war, they can look back and see what happens to the losers, to the people who violate international law. I think one of the extremely important aspects of Nuremberg is that in a very thoughtful, deliberate, judicious way, it documented the horrors of the war and of the Holocaust. You know, even to this day, there are Holocaust denials. But the information that the court presented over a year, the first session by the International Military Tribunal ended this month, 75 years ago, and nine people were hanged on October 16th, 1946, 75 years ago. But they had 403 open sessions over a year with almost 170 witnesses and hundreds of thousands of documents just showing, you know, one after another, showing the horrors of the Holocaust, so making it irrefutable in my mind. And that's
exactly
so important. Yeah.
Well, the debasement of our humanity and what we could allow ourselves to become if we feed ourselves with a narrative, and, you know, like what the Nazis did and what they believed in. And this is what's so dangerous when we start pitting, you know, people against one another. This is why the whole idea of E Pluribus Unum and the United States narrative was, you know, was so critical and was that kind of sanitization or maybe a hope that there could be a better way if we came together for a super ideal as opposed to being so disparate and coming after everybody. And this is, I think, where we are today a bit, Dean, is that our country finds ourselves, you know, on the verge of repeating past mistakes and in other countries. And we're in a rather pernicious area of our history, are we not?
Oh, we are. And, you know, your statement, you're alluding to the notion that if you don't study history, you're bound to repeat the mistakes of the past. That's axiomatic. That's just provably true. And that's why it's so important to, as a historian, to try and visit these things and bring them to popular light so people are aware of what happens and how, in the case of Germany, I mean, one of the most highly cultured societies in the history of the world, not just at that moment, but in the history of the world.
Exactly.
It just went screamingly off the rails, waging aggressive war, conspiring, conspiring to annihilate the Jewish population. And along with it, gypsies, disabled people. I mean, they were after quite a few people. And the trial does a good job of documenting that. But one interesting aspect of that trial is it was not a foregone conclusion that there would be trials afterwards. This was the first of what became hundreds of Nazi war criminal trials. But in the run-up to this, as the war was ending, the big three, this is Roosevelt on the American side, Churchill on the Great Britain's, and Stalin of the Soviet Union, they all at one time or another considered summary execution of Nazis. And
wow.
You know, Churchill thought we could just summarily execute as many as 50 to 100 of the leaders. Stalin proposed at a conference of the big three that we could liquidate as many as 50,000 Nazi leaders. If that had happened, you know, there's that's a torturous road to go down, executing that many people summarily in a sort of victor's justice. But also at the same time, failing to document exactly what had happened. And as our chief prosecutor was a Supreme Court Justice Jackson, he said, we need to get this down on paper. We need to have a provable case. We need to use reason rather than vengeance.
Exactly. Well, thank God for reason, you know, coming into play here to where you could have this. And this becomes part of the, the documentation, and it also is one that stops these, as you say, Holocaust deniers. It's like, you know, you say the Holocaust didn't exist. Well, you know, the Nuremberg trials did. And look at the stories. Look at what happened and what was told. How can you deny that? You know, and it's a slippery slope that you go on when you deny history. There's no doubt about it. We're talking with Dean Reuter. He's the author and general counsel of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy. We got more for Dean talking about his new book, The Hidden Nazi, after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Hey, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dean Reuter is with us, author of The Hidden Nazi, The Untold Story of America's Deal with the Devil. Dean is general counsel of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy, a fellow at the National Security Institute at George Mason University's Antonin Scalia Law School. Dean, this story of the hidden Nazi, I mean, this is amazing when you understand that this hidden Nazi was the architect for the concentration camps and what he was able to effect. And yet we've heard so little, if nothing at all, about one Hans Kemmler. Explain to our audience who Hans was and what he did.
Well, your description is pretty apt, Bill, and thanks again for having me on. He was an architect and an engineer by trade, and you're absolutely right. We have the drawings that he produced designing Auschwitz, the meets and bounds of the camp, laying out the principal killing camp of the Nazi regime, designing the barracks themselves, designing the gas chambers and the ovens, and then overseeing everything at Auschwitz, but and at other camps as well. And we've got order after order of him, you know, designing the camp, then doubling the size, then redoubling the size. So what reached astounding capacities to operate as a killing camp and as a slave labor camp. And he was, in charge of the slave labor trade for the SS. And then he reproduced those efforts at one camp after another. There were, up to 1,000 concentration camps, some of them killing camps, some of them slave labor camps, some of them a mix. But he was in charge of all of that. And if anybody should have been tried at Nuremberg, which we were talking about in the first segment, it would be mm-hmm. Hans Kemmler. But he was never tried. He was never pursued, not by the governments, the victors, or by the Nazi hunters, the Wiesenthal Center or the U.S. Office of Special Investigations, who is still bringing people to trial, or the Mossad. We were in touch with all of them, and none of them pursued Hans Kemmler. And it's because they believed his suicide. At the end of the war, he reportedly, according to conventional history, walked off into the woods and shot and killed himself. But me and my researchers, we decided that doesn't make sense. That doesn't fit with his character, the kind of person mm-hmm. he was. And right. that's where our research really took off, Bill.
Mm-hmm. So there was no body found to verify that, in fact, he had committed suicide. This is just more based on anecdote.
Right. It was based on the testimony of his driver. But you're right. There was no body found, no sidearm or paperwork or dog tags returned, as was required by all sides. And Hans Kemmler was the rank equivalent to General George Patton. So this is like losing the body of Patton, saying Patton died. We don't have a body. And they searched for a body. They searched for a body post-war with ground penetrating radar. Nothing. Nothing was ever found until we got on the scene in the book, The Hidden Nazi.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to find him?
We were able to show that his alleged suicide did not take place, that he actually surrendered to the U.S. Army, and that he lived at least comfortably for the next 12 months in U.S. custody. And we prove that that's the case. I mean, we have several documents showing he was in U.S. custody. And then the question becomes, well, why? Why was his suicide faked? Why did he surrender to the U.S. Army? Why didn't we put him on trial in Nuremberg? He would have been guilty mm-hmm. of all four counts.
Exactly.
And it's because described as the Kemmler deal in the hidden Nazi. He, Kemmler, that is, was in charge of all of Germany's secret weapons, including the rockets, the V-1 and V-2 rockets. And mm-hmm. we prove that Hans Kemmler moved the rocket team near the end of the war twice in order to deliver them to the U.S. Army in an attempt to erase his past, to rehabilitate himself in the eyes of the U.S. and make a deal. And that's the only way the facts that we show really stand up to scrutiny.
Exactly. So this is, this is what you're saying in terms of the deal that was made with the devil here. And so the Army, the United States, found some use from him, and they found it just somehow, or maybe they just didn't even realize to what degree that he was responsible. Do you think that would have been the case?
I think there were people in the U.S. leadership that knew exactly who he was in terms of his role in the Holocaust. But there was a bit of a left-hand, right-hand thing going on at the end of the war. And as you can imagine, just chaos everywhere.
Yes.
But there were two groups of people, Americans in the continent at the time. One group looking for scientists and looking for them and trying to get them before the Soviets got them. And another group looking for war criminals. But those were different groups. And, Kamler cut his deal with the folks looking for the scientists. And I have to say, the rockets that the Germans had and Brown, who Kamler delivered to the United States, they got us on the moon and they helped us win the Cold War.
Exactly.
Very, very slow to judge the deal, second guess the deal, because I probably would have done the same thing in the shoes of the Americans, because it was now an existential threat posed by the Soviet Union. And those rockets meant getting the rocket technology meant a 10-year head start on the Soviets in terms of the Cold War.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the Americans knew, through some of the early evidence, that the Germans were well advanced in this technology. And, for them to get their hands on this was, this was a find, was it not?
It was an extraordinary find. And the evidence of the usefulness of these rockets, it could be found in London and Antwerp and Southampton, which were being bombed mercilessly. These were rockets. When I was beginning to study this, I thought maybe these are 5 or 6 foot tall rockets. They could go 100 miles. These were 46 foot high rockets that weighed tons, that traveled at supersonic speed, 3,600 miles an hour, and rose to a height of 55 miles. So these were the grandfathers of our modern day ICBMs, they could deliver a 1-ton payload, and they ran down holy terror on London for months. So yes, we were very, very familiar with how advanced this technology was. We were bewildered by it at the time. Nobody on our side thought these rockets could even be made. These were liquid-fueled rockets, and the technology was so intricate and so advanced, it was as if it really didn't belong on this battlefield in this era of history.
Yeah, it's almost like maybe it came in from outer space or something. Some alien had dropped in the technology or something, right? I mean, I know that there's some conspiracies to that end, but regardless, it was so advanced that, this was a boon find for the Americans. And as you say, to make sure that they were the ones that held on to this technology, that it didn't get to Russia.
Yeah, we had to have it. We had to have it, Bill, or we would have lost the Cold War. I think getting that rocket team changed the geopolitical landscape of the world, even through to the present day. I think it was that important. The Germans had been working on these rockets since the early 1930s, and their society in terms of the science, and they had discovered fission before anybody else. They were very more advanced in a lot of areas of research.
Yeah, well, and they were on the verge of an atomic weapon themselves, were they not?
Well, that's a great point. I mean, I make the point in the book that everybody on the American side believed the Nazis did not get very far in nuclear weapons. And I pretty much demolish that argument in the book. I show that the way we reached that conclusion is just unsound. It's illogical. We don't have a lot of evidence that points to them being extremely close to a nuclear weapon. But we do have new evidence that's never been presented before about research that was continuing that nobody else has documented. And we also show that Wernher von Braun, years after the war, our heroic, the guy who became a hero in the U.S. for building our rockets, was considering coupling one of his rockets that would reach the United States with a dirty bomb, with a biological weapon, with a chemical weapon. This has never been disclosed before. So Hans Kamler is a big deal in his book, but there's a lot of indictment here of Wernher von Braun and others as well.
Well, congratulations on this book. It is a page-turner, to say the least. The Hidden Nazi, The Untold Story of America's Deal with the Devil. You have a better understanding of it. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. And Dean Reuter has been our guest. He's the General Counsel of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy. Thank you, Dean. Take care.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And expressed themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region, 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's Prime Minister and South Korea's President said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gratitude to Dean Reuter and his team for that book, The Hidden Nazi, The Untold Story of America's Deal with the Devil. Amazing, you know, the things that happened at the close of World War II, you know, even bringing back to memory the 75th anniversary of the Nuremberg trials. Amazing, just all the research and, you know, the deals that are made post-war, you know, and here we are. We find ourselves making some deals with the Taliban. It's never ending, and you wonder what's going to happen on the other side. You know, is there going to be some benefit for America? Do they even go into it, you know, considering that all because of, you know, the nature of anything that has to do with, you know, foreign policy? It is all classified, and, you know, you find out about it so many years later, like with what Dean has presented with the hidden Nazi. Good stuff, you know, and it helps you appreciate, you know, some things and what you do as a result of war, you know, to redeem whatever you can out of it. And in this particular case, it was a deal with the devil that allowed America to enter into the space race and to win the Cold War. So, you know, there are those trade-offs, and maybe you can see where there's justification, but Lordy, I mean, you know, you think about who this hidden Nazi was and what he did. you know, the millions of death that, you know, single-handedly that he was responsible for, right? We're going to be talking with Dr. Greg Jantz here in just a moment. He's the world-recognized expert and innovator in the treatment of behavioral disorders and addictions. We're talking about, you know, what is going on? You know, what's happening with addictions? They seem to be on the rise. Why are Americans, you know, the most stressed out people in the world? You know, do you blame it on the pandemic, stress, or persistent negative news? But addictions are on the rise, and they're even worse today. And we're waiting, you know, to connect with a good doctor. Golly knows he may be in session or something. He's usually very, very punctual. So I'm sure he has a good reason here. And meanwhile, while we do wait for him, you know, we can, you know, continue our conversation, revisit our conversation with what's, you know, happened with, you know, this book, this Woodward Costa book, you know, that's coming out. And, you know, people have questioned, Mark Levin especially, that, you know, the timing, you know, here it is, you have all this information and you sat on it in order to juice book sales, that, you know, the most important thing was book sales, not about national security, not the protection of American lives. And I can appreciate why Mark puts it in that frame, because, you know, it's like, wow, you know, is this something we should have known sooner? You know, it's kind of like with the elections. You know, there are a lot of things that we didn't know, things that were not put out there by this supposed free press that we have, all based on our First Amendment. But the First Amendment and any other, you know, Bill of Rights or any other amendments, it seems these days, are a pick and choose. It's like, you know, some of these on the left approach it like a smorgasbord. You know, they want it their way. So whatever fits their particular agenda, you know, then the Constitution comes in play. Otherwise, they find a way to circumvent it and justify it. And they get the backing from this so-called mainstream media that gives them cover as opposed to holding them to account. And, you know, this is what's happening, why people are confused, of whether we're talking about, you know, the border crisis, whether we're talking about mandated vaccinations and on and on. I mean, you know, where's the whole truth and nothing but, you know, we in the past and I grew up with a media that, yes, there was some bias, but not like this, not to the point that it's beyond bias. I mean, it's really now just, you know, propaganda. And so as consumers of the media, we have to be discerning. We've got to do our own fact checking, make sure what we're hearing about. And of course, what this new book, Peril, is presenting is, boy, something that puts in peril one General Milley. If it's, you know, if in fact it's true, we don't know. And, you know, and I'm not seeing where he's called, you know, a press conference to refute, you know, what Bob Woodward has presented in this book. But I got to think that he's got to do something really quick. If not, I mean, this leaves him wide open. You know, as we were talking early on with Rick Manning, with, you know, Americans for Limited Government, is that this leaves him extremely vulnerable. If, in fact, you know, any of this is true, that he communicated, went around the chain of command, the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, went around him to talk to our enemies. And we're not talking enemies. We're talking people that really want America gone. They want to replace America. And he goes around the chain. I mean, this is a general. I mean, a four-star general that does this. I mean, this is, you know, it's unconscionable. And it is treasonous if, in fact, it is true. And I don't know why people are surprised, because this narrative, as I shared with you, this has been around, you know, the Beltway for quite a while, that he was in conversation with Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats who had made up in their minds that somehow, I mean, and you heard them, right? You heard them on shows talking about they had this vision that somehow they were going to drag, you know, Donald Trump. Somehow he's going to be hanging on to the Oval Desk there in the, you know, in the White House. He was going to, and they were going to have to drag him out by handcuffs because he wasn't going to want, you know, wasn't going to leave on his own. He wasn't going to respect the peaceful transfer of power. especially with all the questions that were going on. It's like, well, maybe part of it, part of what gave them that perception was the fact they knew that this was not a, this was not a free and fair election. And maybe that's what colored their perception. The other thing is for 4 years, they're resisting Donald Trump, accusing him of every nefarious thing they could come up with, whether it was had anything to do with Putin or Ukraine. They just kept on pounding away, and they had themselves convinced that Donald Trump was the worst thing that could ever happen to our country. And then here it is, by contrast, within months, you know, Joe Biden has obliterated so many of the good policies and the effects on behalf of the American people, whether we're talking about energy independence, our southern border security, these regulations that were part of the Obama, Biden era, and they were canceling them. Originally, it was like, okay, for every regulation they canceled, they could only allow one. And so there was a 1-to-2 ratio that ended up growing to be something like 20-to-1. So for every new one, there was 20 canceled. I mean, you know, to think that there were that many regulations in play. But that's, this is what big government does. And this whole idea of how they convince themselves that the American people, just aren't smart enough, that we need this elite ruling class. We need them to tell us what to do because we're all a bunch of dummies. I mean, the arrogance. Think about this. But, this is their perception. And the perception spilled out into an elected president to where they came together in the back rooms to where we were like nanoseconds away from what could have been a military coup. And in a sense, you could almost say that based on, what Bob Woodward writes. It's pretty scary when you think about it, that we were on the brink of a military coup. I mean, that according to Woodward's book, is that Milley had gotten his inner circle together and had them all swear allegiance to him. Amazing, right? I mean, this is a general. I mean, this is a military. I mean, this is not, we're not swearing allegiance to the United States of America or to the president, the commander in chief. No, to General Milley. Suddenly, without an election, General Milley becomes the commander in chief. If, in fact, this is true, we'll have to see if he comes back soon and very soon to give an answer to what Bob Woodward said. We'll have to wait and see. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We got more coming up. Stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temple Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're visiting with Victor Davis Hanson. Victor, it's always a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. We just so respect your intellect and insight. And one thing I wanted to address here particularly, I know that this has been your passion, what you've been reporting on, is when citizenship dies. Tell our audience about this expose that you're doing right now.
Well, I'm trying to suggest that citizenship is a very rare idea and concept in the history of civilization, and it takes a lot of work. Multiracial democracies usually don't work when they've been tried. Ours does if we support unity rather than diversity. But I look at the pre-modern challenges, and one is the destruction of the middle class, which has been going on. Without a middle class, you can't have consensual government. I look at you have to have borders, so you have a unique culture that can be secure with its customs and traditions. We don't have that. And you have to have the melting pot. You can't have a tribal culture as you did the last days of Rome. I mean, it doesn't work when people identify by their race first and their commonalities second. And then I look at the elite, the postmodern attack, and that's globalism trying to make us into citizens of the world, or the evolutionaries that want to change the Supreme Court membership or the Electoral College or national voting laws or bring in extra states, all very questionable on one vote, by one vote in the Senate that fundamentally changes. Then finally, we have 2 million people that were not elected, and they're in the major bureaucracies. And we see, when we look at the Pentagon and their performance, or James Comey's FBI, or James Clapper's Director of National Intelligence, or John Brennan's CIA, it's pretty scary, or Lois Lerner's IRS. We have judge, jury, and executioner, so to speak, bureaucrats.
Is it too simple to say that corruption has been running wild throughout the three-letter agencies of our government?
No, I don't think we have these revolving doors where people that become retired generals, they then revolve into Raytheon, General Dynamics, Lockheed, Northrop, and then they have to sound woke because these corporations are woke, so then they attack conservatives, and then liberal people in Congress give them a pass to be on corporate boards where they sell their knowledge of the Pentagon procurement policy. And then we have all these people in communications that go right out of the Obama administration into Silicon Valley, very high executives. So it is that people rotate in and out of these top-level jobs in the bureaucracy, and while they're rewarded, people don't hire them because they're great executives or they would have been successful in the private sector. They hire them because they know how these bureaucracies work and the concessions they can get for private enterprise.
Yeah, the access to our money, ladies and gentlemen, is astounding. That's the door opener, you know, to these corporations that hire these, former generals, as Victor Davis Hanson was just pointing out. Victor, I look at the State of the Union, the tale of two countries, so to speak, and you've addressed this before, is that we have this ruling elite class that is running our world right now, which was never the intent of our founding fathers. It's supposed to be a government of, for, by we the people. And meanwhile, you have we the people that are being told that we have all this racial divide that's taking place. And, you know, when I talk to people of various races, they're scratching their heads. I mean, we've got more interracial marriages than we've ever had. And the kids are being taught in these classrooms today, critical race theory. And I think it's quite interesting if you can appreciate this, where some of these kids come home that are part of an interracial marriage. And mom says, hey, what did you learn today? Well, we learned that you're black and you're good. Dad's white. He's bad. I mean, what happens with that conversation?
Yeah, well, I think what happened to the left is they tried to divide us by class, but this is such a fluid and upper mobility society that never worked. They tried it in the 60s, but then they said, you know what? Race does, because you can be a multimillionaire and still be oppressed in this view. So what's very striking is that we have all of these members of the upper class, Oprah, Meghan Markle, LeBron James, Professor Kendi, and they're all the most elite of the elite, and they're posing as if they're victims because of their skin color, and they can't demonstrably point to any systematic racism, so they come up with these adjectives, systemic racism, or microaggression, or we need a safe space. It's all a nuance because it's not there anymore. This is the most tolerant society after 7 years after the civil rights movement, and it's bizarre, but I have a feeling, and I think most people are starting to catch on, these careerists, whether it's the head of BLM, Ms. Quellers, with her four homes, Topanga Canyon security fence, or Mr. Kendi, $20,000 for, a Zoom for 45 minutes. You get the impression that these people of the upper classes feel that it's very lucrative to indict America. Meanwhile, people fall off airplanes from Afghanistan for the chance to get in here, or walk from Guatemala, and everybody wants to come here, but the people that are here feel that they know they don't want to leave, but they want to extract concessions for purported victimization of their great-great-grandparents, I guess.
Exactly. When that's the order of the day, why not? I mean, they're opening up the coffers. They're opening up the people's treasury. Why not do that? Speaking of Afghanistan, Victor, being a former Marine myself and traveling across country, I'm in Hawaii right now and in various airports when I stopped in and talking with different former military types, absolutely heartbroken. In seeing what has happened and how Afghanistan has unraveled in this exodus, and everything is the narrative that the mainstream media would want us to believe is somehow Trump is to blame, but this is solely on Biden and his leadership, is it not?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think everybody understands that privately, even in the Democratic Party. He was the one that decided to give up Bagram Air Force Base, or maybe we can argue whether he took the advice or did not take the advice, but he did it. He's the one that gave them the military equipment. He's the one that made them the Taliban partner. He's the one that did all of this overseas. It's the worst military surrender and skedaddle out of a country that I can think of since Vietnam. And he's the automatically lies about it and tells you, hey, if you have a passport, you can be very you'll just be accommodated and get on a flight. That wasn't true. We even gave the names of people that were going to be evacuated to the Taliban as if that would make them. If it was this to say, we gave you $80 billion of the most sophisticated military weapons, and you still are not letting us get out as you promised. So here's the names of everybody that needs to get out. And by the way, here's 7,000 scanners so you can check the biometrics of everybody to see if they're a former enemy of yours. I don't understand it, Bill. I really don't.
Yeah, this is appalling. And again, for military types, I mean, there was a viral video that went out. A lieutenant colonel, he put his rank on the table. And he knew after 17 years, Victor, I mean, here he is, less than three years away from retirement and everything, any kind of promotion. And for the sake of American lives, for the sake of this insane military, I don't know how you refer to it, but I got to, as I said, the military types, the former Marines, others, Army that I've spoken with, I mean, they're ready to get on a plane saying, hey, let's go. We just don't leave Americans behind. This is unconscionable. And this lieutenant colonel spoke out, and of course, he knew as soon as he spoke out, he was going to get fired. He was going to be done for. He may end up, with some sort of court martial at the end of the day, but God bless him, because he's asking the same questions the rest of the people are asking, saying, where are these flag officers? Where are these stars from these generals who should have spoken up, this idea that there was consensus about this. These generals know better. I mean, this is the thing that you learn in the first semester at any of the war academies. I mean, this is academic.
No, and remember, he was demonized for speaking about an egregious act of his superiors, and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman of the same rank, I guess, colluded with the so-called whistleblower and basically got the president, went out of the chain of command, attacked the president publicly, as did a lot of retired generals. And now all of a sudden, you can't do that. And I noticed that the director of Naval Intelligence yesterday said, I want to warn all retired officers, you're not under the Uniform Code of Military Justice to deprecate the commander-in-chief over Afghanistan. I'm thinking, wow, James Mattis said he used Nazi-like tactics. Michael Hayden tweeted that Auschwitz had come to the border under Trump. McCaffrey said he was Mussolini. So I guess it's very disturbing that the military is so weaponized that they have two sets of behaviors. So if you voice things that are woke, that's fine, even though they violate Uniform Code of Military Justice. But
exactly.
If you say things that are not woke, then you'll be prosecuted or censored or silenced.
Well, and that's a sad commentary. I mean, when I was in the military, yes, you had to honor the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, the chain of command. This was, this is just the way it was. You just didn't step out. In fact, when I worked for the Public Affairs Office, we had a general, two-star general, speak a little bit early on the corruption of then-President Nixon. Well, that got out into the papers there in Oceanside, California, and within weeks, that two-star general was conveniently retired. And this is what happens when you violate the chain of command. But here in this country, it depends. If you're part of the Democratic narrative, hey, all honor and glory. But if you speak outside of that and you're a conservative voice or even something that, honors the military code, then you're in trouble. We have to leave it there until we get together again.
You.
Senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, Victor Davis Hanson. Thank you, Victor. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your love?